I'm going to talk about snake bites. So I wish Charles was here to share this with me, because Charles loves animals that try to kill him. So this is actually a good news story. And it is perhaps one of the oddest good news stories I've ever come upon. I found it in the BBC News. It's about a guy named Tim Fried. I think it's how you pronounce his name. Maybe it's Fried. It's F-R-I-E-D-E at any rate. And he might have done more to save lives than anyone I'll ever talk about on this program. I mean, it's incredible. But okay, so snake bites. Never had one, don't want one. I tried once in Arizona to get one. Me and another marcher were hanging out in the shade where there was very little shade. We found a couple juniper trees. I was sitting up in a tree. My lunch bag was on the ground, as was my cell phone, and a rattler comes by. I mean, literally it was, I don't know what, 5 feet from me? So I reach down and I pick up my cell phone because I'm thinking, oh, wow, rattler, I got to get a picture of this because I'm not dumb. Anyway, so I reach down at that point, maybe 3 feet from the rattler, pick up my cell phone, get a really nice photo. Rattler moves on. Just chalk that one up to dumb luck. Anyway, that's the only time I've ever come close to being bitten by a snake, and maybe it even wasn't that close. But in retrospect, it felt like, ooh, that could have been a close shave with snake bite. Anyway, poisonous snakes. I was shocked to learn this. How many people do you think die from a poisonous snake bite a year? I'd give you some time to guess, but I'll just tell you. 140,000 people a year, approximately, die from poisonous snake bites. And perhaps even worse than that, maybe worse. Yeah. 400,000 people who get snake bites end up needing amputations or they face some kind of permanent disability. So that's like over 500,000 people a year who are either killed or badly injured by a snake bite. Okay, so back to Tim Fried. He did something for 18 years that I could never imagine doing. He let himself get bit 200 times over the course of 18 years, and he injected himself 700 times with venom from, various snakes, mambas, cobras, taipans, crates, all toxic, right? And he wasn't like an idiot. He wasn't just out to, do something crazy. It wasn't like an episode of Jackass. He actually knew what he was doing. He wanted to see if he could develop an immunity that would produce some kind of an anti-venom that could protect other people from dying from a snake bite. And it looks like, it might have worked. It kind of reminds me, I don't know how many in the audience still remember a guy named Yul Gibbons. He was like the patron saint of eating wild foods. Yul Gibbons had this theory that you could develop immunity to poison ivy by eating three leaves when they first emerged in the early spring. Every day you'd eat three leaves, and of course the plant would get stronger, so would your immunity, and every day you'd eat three poison ivy leaves until you developed immunity. Now, I don't tend to get poison ivy, but I'm going to recommend this procedure to my wife, Kathy, who just loves to be covered with a rash even if she comes into contact with me after I've been in contact with poison ivy. I have a feeling she's going to reject this idea. Anyway, early on for Fried, a couple of the snake bites he got from cobras did not go real well. He got two in a row. I mean, when I say he got bit, he made the snake bite him. I don't know, maybe he said something nasty and the snake got ticked off and just bit him. I don't know how you arrange to get a snake to bite you. But anyway, it went bad and it left him in a coma. Okay, I would think, okay, that's enough. I'm done with this. I'm going to go off and learn how to play basketball or something, But he continued. And again, his plan was to develop this anti-venom that could help snake bite victims. And here's a quote from him in an article on this BBC News site. Quote, it just became a lifestyle, and I just kept pushing and pushing and pushing as hard as I could for the people who are 8,000 miles away who die from snake bite. Okay, Fried is not a scientist, by the way. He's not a mystic either, but he should be a saint, in my opinion. His job? Truck mechanic. some of his spare time, he would go home and get himself bit by snakes or inject their venom. So, and you know, you wonder, where's a guy like that from? BBC News is covering, maybe he's from England. No, he's an American guy. And guess what? He's from the Midwest. He's from Milwaukee. Pope Leo, Tim Freed, saviors of the world, go Midwest. Anyway, incredible story.